First of all, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين، سلام الله عليهم أجمعين. First of all, I'd like to thank Sheikh Musawi and Bab al-Ilm and everyone who are here tonight for celebrating the greatness of Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi afdalus salatu wassalam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless this evening, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unite Muslims all around the world to be one power, one strength against kufr, inshallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Holy Quran, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم طه as حجة الإسلام Imam Musa we said, Allah said in Holy Quran, طه ما أنزلنا عليك القرآن لتشقى. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ياسين والقرآن الحكيم. If we can analyze what is behind the meaning of Yasin and what is behind the meaning of Taha, we will see the greatness of Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi afdalu salatu wassalam and his family. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in a hadith that he said, أنا محمد وأنا أحمد وأنا الفاتح وأنا الماحي وأنا العاقب وأنا الحاشر وأنا القاسم وأنا طه وأنا ياسين. Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم describing himself. I'm not going to explain the meanings now, but he is describing himself to come at the end to say أنا طه وأنا ياسين. When he said أنا محمد, Muhammad in this world, since he is at that time was on the earth, he said Ana Muhammad, relating himself to us. But in heaven it's completely different. He said Ana Ahmad. Then immediately he said Wa Ana al-Fatih, I am the one who opens everything for creation. وَأَنَا الْمَاحِي, that I wave every sense. وَأَنَا الْحَاشِر, I am the one that everyone in judgment day come to me. وَأَنَا الْعَاقِب, I am the one that at the end everything going to be in my hand. وَأَنَا الْقَاسِم, I am the one that providing and dividing and sending everything to humanity by Allah's order. وَأَنَا طَهَا, and I am طَهَا, and I am ياسين. And in another hadith, Sayyidina Abu Huraira said that Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam related that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala qara'a taha wa yasin qabla an yakhluqa as-samawati wal-ard al-fayya'a. Allah recited, read the surah of Taha and Yasin before creating the whole creation before 2000 years. So what we can understand from here? We are praising Alhamdulillah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we are praising his family, we are praising his light, we are praising and praising from the day that Allah created Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he's praising him till the judgment day, till there is no day, till eternity. When Allah says Yasin, if you take in Arabic, you can see Yasin is of two letters. The Ya and the Sin. Ya, he's calling upon someone. When you say Ya, Hujjat Allah, Ya Imam, you are calling someone. So he was calling him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Holy Quran, Ya Sin. What is the Sin stands for? Sayyid. Means he is the Sayyid. And he said in the hadith, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ana Sayyidu waladi Adam wala fakhr. I am the master of the children of Adam, and without pride, Allah gave me that. Means as-sayyid, min as-sada. Anyone is a sayyid, means he is the family of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Means Allah giving an oath in Holy Quran, Yasin, he is giving an oath in the name of Muhammad, who is the master, and in his family, that innaka ala yasin innaka lamina al-mursaleen, you are a messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah said, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, yasin qalbul quran, yasin is the heart of Quran, means Muhammad is the heart of Quran. And when we say Muhammad is the heart of Quran, we know in the Islamic religion, Quran is not created. Correct? Quran غير مخلوق is not created. We say Quran is قديميون, ancient. Means Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is ancient in his light. Means Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this will prove the hadith of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he said, Allah created me first, ya Jabir. Inna awwala ma khalaqa Allah nura nabiyika ya Jabir. First that Allah created is the light of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If we go back to Taha, in order not to make it long, if we go back to Taha, it is of two letters also. It is Ta and the Ha. Is that? Means At-Tahiru wal-Hadi. The one who is pure. And Muhammad is pure. Wal-Hadi, he is the one that guiding the whole creation to peace, to salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described him, Taha, At-Tahir, Wal-Hadi. In the Arabic, in the tafsir of the Holy Quran, we say in Arabic, Tah, أي طوى به بساط النبوة. Allah سبحانه وتعالى he folded the prophecy by Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. Means the whole prophecy contained all prophets inside Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. طوى به بساط النبوة. He the whole, like this, like when you arrange, you have a rag, and you fold it down, you fold it, you say you wrapped it. So whatever inside is being wrapped. So when you open it, you unfold it. So you bring everything out. So by Muhammad, everything was brought out. And that is the meaning of Ta, the letter of Ta. Tawa bihi bisatan nubuwati. The other description that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described him in the letter Ta as Muslim ulama. What I mean by ulama is the real ulama. Not the ulama of today, but the real ulama that have given their lives for ilm. They didn't study except ilm. They explained that verse by saying Ta is the other explanation. Is طويت به المكونات إلى هويتها. That Muhammad was everything, all creation, طويت به المكونات. المكونات means the whole creation, like مكنونات, everything طويت بمحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم until its existence on earth. Means when Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his light was unfolded, all creation came from his light into appearance in dunya. That what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is describing from Taha. Look, if I take a paper and I put a dot, if I take a pen and I make a dot here, what you will see on the paper? A dot. Is correct? If you take a microscope and look at the dot, what you will see? What? Dot? No. You see a line. Because the dot becomes bigger. If you take a more powerful microscope and look at that dot, it becomes huge. Like you look at the star, it's a dot. You bring a telescope, a very weak telescope, you see a bigger star. You bring the biggest telescope of today, you see a huge planet. So Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is beyond greatness because he is huge. We are seeing him with our eyes as a dot. But in reality, when Allah says, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ, there is no description. When Allah says in Surah Al-Najm, قَابَ قَوْسَيْنِ أَوْ أَدْنَى, والنجم إذا هوى ما ضل صاحبكم وما غوى وما ينطق عن الهوى إن هو إلا وحي يوحى until فدنا فدنا ثم قاب كان قاب قوسين أو أدنى. He came closer to two bows of length, two arms of length, and he said, and less. What less? Can be 1 inch, can be 1 millimeter, can be 1 dot, can be there in the essence, the reality of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the presence of the essence of his Lord, of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jibreel alayhi salam, Adam asked him, Ya Jibreel, when Allah created universe, and he said, Ya Jibreel, and Jibreel said, Ya Adam, One time, I asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to show me His creation. He said to me, Ya Jibreel, open your 600 wings. Sayyidina Jibreel had 600 wings. Allah knows what is the description of wings, but in the hadith of Prophet, he has 600 wings. When he used to come to Prophet Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used 2 wings. Allah ordered him to open 600 wings and was going with full speed, going for 70,000 years with full speed, until he saw a place somewhere that you cannot, Jibreel was not able to know its beginning, was not able to know its end. And all of it is crystal white, like sand. Very white, small crystal sand. And in between there is one tree. And on that tree there is a green bird. That green bird every day goes down, take one crystal sand, eat it, and then goes next day, eat another. That was his, what he was doing. And Jibreel was looking and wondering, what's that bird in that middle of nowhere, filling the horizon with that immense, infinite, no possibility to count these sands, crystal, billions and billions. He stood and asking and wondering, Ya Rabbi, who is that bird? He said, Ya Jibreel, that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is the symbol of my Prophet, the beloved one, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, taking every day one cent, and that cent is a whole planet of my creation. I am creating it for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is our Prophet, Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi afdal salatu wa salam. When he was described by a very famous poet in Arabic, Sayyidina Muhammad al-Busayri, he said, Muhammadun basharun. He said, Muhammadun basharun. وليس كالبشر. Muhammad is a human being, a bashar, human being. But he is not like a human being. Like we said, a dog, when you look at the microscope, it becomes an immense dog. It's no longer a dog, it's becoming a universe. Means we are bashar. Because we are very small compared to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are a dot in the universal dot of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We appear in the reality of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This whole creation that we see appears in the reality of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is the greatness of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, Muhammadun basharun, walaysa kalbashari, bal huwa yaqutatun, wal nasu kalhajari. He said, he is a gem, he is an emerald, and everyone else is a stone, is a rock, is no value. The value is for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Muslims, I'm not going to be too long, I'm ending. I like to say that Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi afdalu salatu wa salam requested from the Ummah one thing. First of all, let us say Islam, all of us that we say we are Muslim, you are Muslim, Islam is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you have no love to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we are not Muslim. So wherever we can praise Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in any excessive prayers, in any way we like, standing, sitting, laying down, all the day and night, without stopping, that is, we will not give the right of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he has requested one thing. In Holy Quran, Allah said, "Kulla as'alukum alayhi ajran illa al-mawaddata bil qurba." He said, "I'm not asking anything from you for my message to you, except my family. Please look after my family. Look after Ahlul Bayt. These are my family." He said in a hadith that narrated by Muslim and Bukhari, that many people pass by it without looking and giving it importance. He said, "I left behind me two things." And everyone knows that part, but he doesn't know the other part. Everyone say that Prophet ﷺ said, "I left behind me Quran and the Sunnah." You go any masjid, they will tell you the same. What about the other hadith that it is narrated by Bukhari and Muslim, which says, "I left behind Quran as my family"? Where is the love for the family of Ahlul Bayt? Where is the love of those people who are being massacred? And no one giving an importance for them even today. You think there are no Ahlul Bayt around in this world? It is full. We have to give respect to Ahlul Bayt. We have to kiss their hands. We have to kiss their cheeks. We have to touch them to take barakah, because it is the barakah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh Muslims, don't underestimate the honor of Ahlul Bayt. That message must be heard, because Muslims, Sunnis or Shi'is, they love Ahlul Bayt. They die for Ahlul Bayt. And this is not going to last long. It is coming very soon. Allah said in Holy Quran, "Iqtarabat as-sa'ah wa shaqqa al-qamar." The day of judgment is coming, approaching. And the moon was split. And the moon was split in the time of Prophet. And Allah said, "Iqtarabat as-sa'ah." The judgment day comes. And Allah and Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, before the judgment day, which might take place today, might take place tomorrow, might take after tomorrow, we know that it is very near, because Allah said in Holy Quran, it is very near. There is not too many years, as they say, millions of years or thousands of years, or let us plan for 25 years or 15 years. You might die tomorrow. Plan for your judgment day tomorrow, for your barzakh, for your grave. You go and see people are planning 10 years plan, 15 years plan, 20 years plan. You might die tomorrow. Did you plan for your akhirah or not? So what Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said? يَخْرُجُ وَلَدٌ مِّنْ أَوْلَادِي يَمْلَأُ الْأَرْضَ قِسْطًا وَعَدْلًا كَمَا مُلِئَتْ ظُلْمًا وَشُورًا. One of my children is going to come to fill this earth with justice and peace, as it is filled with oppression, is Mahdi alayhi salam. Don't think that Sunni Muslims don't believe in Mahdi. They believe in Mahdi alayhi salam. But those who ignore that, it is their mistakes. It is mistakes of those who ignore the presence of Mahdi alayhi salam. We believe in Mahdi alayhi salam. We believe he is coming. Might be tomorrow, might be today, might be any moment. We have to prepare ourselves. If we are not preparing ourselves, we are not from this ummah. Because Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, يَخْرُجُ وَلَدٌ مِّنْ أَوْلَادِي يملا الارض قسطا وعدلا كما ملي ارض الماء وجورا. I want to tell you a nice story. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I don't know if the time is running short. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, before he passed away, he said, Ya Ali alayhi salam, Ya Umar radiyallahu anhu wa ardah, he said, take my robe when I pass away. And I don't know the English word. We say pass away, that it is bad to say for Prophet pass away. I don't know the English word for it. We say that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam iltahaqa bil rafiq al a'la. The English for it I don't know, but it is the honor way to say that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to the other life. So he said, take my robe to Uwais al-Qarni and give to him as a gift. And as the will of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they took the robe and they went. And it is a long story how they found Uwais al-Qarni, but at the end they found Uwais al-Qarni. And Sayyidina Uwais al-Qarni was sitting by a rock, looking after his sheep and not looking behind him. And Sayyidina Ali came and Sayyidina Umar came, and they said, before they speak anything, Uwais al-Qarni said, Ya Umar, give me the amana of Prophet, give me the trust that Prophet sent to you, to me. Umar was surprised. How Uwais al-Qarni immediately, without seeing him, knew that he was behind him. So he took the shirt and gave to Uwais al-Qarni. Uwais al-Qarni took the shirt, kissed it, put it on his head. And that looked at Umar and looked at Ali and said, Ya Umar, and we know all the Sahaba of Prophet alayhim al-Ridwan, we respect all the Sahaba because Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Sahabati kal nujum bi ayyihim iqtadaytum ihtadaytum. With anyone you follow, you will be guided. So he looked at Umar and he said, Ya Umar, how many times you saw Prophet in your life? Umar was one of the most nearest to Prophet. He said, every day I was seeing him. He said, describe him to me. He said, His face is like that, his eyes. He began to explain the shama'il of Prophet, the physical features of Prophet. He said, Ya Umar, everyone can see Prophet like that. I want something special. If you see him. And Sayyidina Umar kept quiet. And then he said, Say Ya Ali, alayhi salam, radiyallahu anhu wa karramallahu wajhah. Did you see Prophet Ya Ali? He said, yes, one time. One time, Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi afdalu salatu wa salam called me. And he said, Ya Ali, look from my belly up. And I looked, I saw everything in this universe disappeared. And I saw the belly of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam filling the skies from his belly to his neck to reaching Arsh al-Rahman. And his head I was not able to see. Then he said, Ya Ali, look from my belly and down. And I looked, I saw everything disappeared, and all this universe from belly of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to his knees under the seven earth. And I didn't see his legs, where are they? His feet, where are they? And he said, Ya Ali, look at me all. And I looked, I saw him everywhere. Whenever I turn my face, I see Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, Ya Ali, you saw Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in reality. And that's why he said, Ana madinatul ilmi wa aliyum babuha. I am the city of knowledge. And Ali is the Lord over it. O Muslims, Allah gave us such family of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he gave us great Sahaba that we have to respect them and to honor them and to honor the one who is behind them, who is Muhammad alayhi afdalu salatu wa salam. I can go more and more, but it is 12:30 and people are tired. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the secret of the reality of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is not important only, which is very needed and important, to read the Holy Quran, but also to understand what is behind the verses of the Holy Quran. We must not pass through as if like a child storyteller. People are like telling a story. We are reading only the explanation in English or in Arabic without going deeply into the meaning and the heart of Holy Quran. Unfortunately, Muslims of today, if you go to find a tafsir, you cannot find except very minimal tafsir of the Holy Quran. They don't give you any meaning. These tafsirs of 1,000 years, 1,500 years ago, are being not anymore being published. They are put in libraries and no one is looking at them. O Muslim, it is your duty to get these tafsirs out and to try to explain and translate them into English to learn the reality, because they show the reality of Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi afdalu salatu wa salam and the greatness of this universe. May Allah bless you and thank you very much for Babul Ilm and for Imam Hujjatullah Musawi and his colleague Sayyid Hussain Mahir Hussain, Ali Mahir Hussain inshaAllah. Thank you very much. ومن الله التوفيق بحرمة الحبيب والصلاة والسلام على أشرف العالمين سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. ربنا تقبل منا واغفر لنا وارحمنا إنك أنت الغفور الرحيم. واهدنا إلى الحق وإلى طريق المستقيم. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. وأدخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار برحمتك يا عزيز يا غفار يا كريم يا ستار يا رب العالمين. اللهم اجمعنا مع حبيبك المصطفى سيدنا محمد عليه أفضل الصلاة والسلام في الدنيا قبل الآخرة. Oh, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us to meet Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in dunya before akhir. Because don't say Prophet cannot be seen in dunya. That's wrong. Prophet can be seen spiritually in dunya. Many saints can see Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and there are many hadiths on that. ربنا تقبل منا بحرمة من أنزلت عليه سر سورة الفاتحة. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.